Epstein's Palm Beach home is just one of the places where many of his alleged victims say they were abused. Palm trees sway in the breeze, casting dappled shadows across a seemingly idyllic island paradise. Yet beneath the turquoise waters and sun-drenched shores lies buried a monstrous truth: the horrifying secrets of Jeffrey Epstein's private playground. Let's delve into the terrifying FBI discovery on Epstein's island that changes everything, with a revelation so disturbing it promises to rewrite the narrative of Epstein's crimes and send shockwaves through the highest echelons of power. FBI raids island. Interviewer, could you tell us your name? Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. We delve into the explosive events surrounding the FBI's raid on Jeffrey Epstein's private island, known as Little St. James. This audacious raid by federal agents sent shockwaves across the globe as they continued their relentless pursuit of the truth about Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring. Join us as we uncover the astonishing details of this investigation, exploring the mysterious circumstances surrounding Epstein's death and the ongoing quest for justice. Prepare to be captivated by the unbelievable facts and shocking revelations that will leave you questioning the dark secrets hidden within Epstein's island paradise. Let's dive deep into the heart of the story and uncover the truth behind this scandalous tale. It was a sunny morning on Little St. James, Jeffrey Epstein's private island in the Caribbean. The tranquil waters and picturesque landscape belied the dark secrets that lay within its shores. But that was all about to change on that fateful day. It was Monday morning, and the island was abuzz with activity. Visitors and staff went about their daily business, unaware of the storm about to unfold. Few knew that the FBI had its sights set on this seemingly idyllic paradise. The events leading up to the FBI raid had been years in the making. Epstein, a wealthy financier with a network of powerful connections, had long been rumored to be involved in a sinister sex trafficking ring, but it wasn't until his arrest on July 6, 2019, that the full extent of his alleged crimes began to emerge. Reporter, a registered sex offender who made a fortune as a hedge fund manager in the 1980s and 90s. Known for his lavish lifestyle and high-profile connections, Jeffrey Epstein faces new allegations that he sexually exploited dozens of young women. Steve Tsai, an IT worker who had spent years on the island, has come forward with shocking revelations about what he witnessed during his time there. "I don't know if they were children, they look young to me," SC News said. "Epstein, I would invoke my Fifth Amendment right as a prosecutor. How many times have you solicited a minor for prostitution?" "Epstein, same answer." The Epstein Task Force, led by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, rose to the challenge. They meticulously gathered evidence, interviewed witnesses, and built a case against Epstein and his associates. But the investigation hit a major roadblock when Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell at New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center. His death sent shockwaves around the world, leaving many wondering about the circumstances surrounding his death. Breaking news. Financier Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while behind bars here in New York. Despite Epstein's death, the investigation continued. The FBI was determined to uncover the truth and bring justice to the victims who had suffered at the hands of Epstein and his alleged co-conspirators. And so on that sunny morning, FBI agents descended on Little St. James, determined to unearth the dark secrets hidden in its depths. The raid was a testament to his unwavering commitment to uncovering the truth and demanding accountability. James was on the cusp of an FBI raid on Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Agents armed with search warrants were determined to uncover the truth about the alleged sex trafficking ring that had operated within the confines of this seemingly serene paradise. The raid began with a swarm of federal agents fanning out across the island in golf carts, their presence causing a commotion among staff and visitors going about their daily routines. Kelly Quinn, owner of Salty Dog Day Sales, a local sailboat rental business, found herself caught in the middle of the chaos. We were trying to see pretty fish and swim with turtles, and we found ourselves in the middle of an FBI raid. This has been on our minds for years. We're very curious about why this is happening now, Kelly Quinn said. FBI agents wasted no time combing Epstein's sprawling estate for evidence that would shed light on the alleged crimes that had taken place there. The main residence, a 24,000-square-foot private residence, became the focal point of the search. Agents meticulously searched every room for any trace of Epstein's illicit activities. It didn't take long for them to stumble upon a room that sent shivers down their spines. The walls were adorned with photographs of young girls, some of them topless, as Steve Scully had previously described. The master bedroom, the office, and even the gym were filled with these disturbing images that served as eerie reminders of the alleged exploitation that had taken place within these walls. But the discoveries didn't end there. As agents continued their search, they stumbled upon a hidden underground complex that had remained hidden from prying eyes for years. This secret hideout, accessible only through a hidden entrance, revealed a network of rooms and hallways that appeared designed to facilitate Epstein's alleged illicit activities. Agents meticulously documented every detail, taking photographs and collecting evidence that would later prove crucial in building their case against Epstein and his alleged accomplices. The search extended beyond the main residence as agents explored the rest of the island. They discovered other structures such as a spa and two swimming pools that raised new questions about the nature of the activities that had taken place there. The raid on Epstein's private island was a clear demonstration of the FBI's determination to uncover the truth and bring justice to the victims. It was a pivotal moment in the investigation, as agents gathered the evidence needed to dismantle the alleged sex trafficking ring. The search on Little St. James continued for several days with agents leaving no stone unturned. Every inch of the island was meticulously examined, ensuring that no crucial evidence was overlooked. When the raid came to an end, with agents leaving the island with a trove of evidence that would form the foundation of their case. The shocking discoveries made during the raid sent shockwaves around the world, exposing the dark underbelly of Epstein's private paradise. The FBI raid on Jeffrey Epstein's private island sent shockwaves across the globe, exposing the dark secrets that lay hidden on its shores. When the dust settled, the aftermath of the raid sparked a flurry of legal proceedings, public outrage, and an ongoing fight for justice. The evidence gathered during the raid became the cornerstone of the case against Epstein and his alleged accomplices. The trove of photographs, documents, and testimony provided a chilling glimpse into the alleged sex trafficking ring that had operated within the confines of the island. The legal proceedings that followed were complex and wide-ranging. The Epstein Task Force, led by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, built meticulously pursued her case, ensuring that no stone was left unturned. The charges against Epstein included sex trafficking and conspiracy with a possible sentence of up to 45 years in prison. The case garnered international attention as the public eagerly awaited a trial that would shed light on the full extent of Epstein's alleged crimes. But before justice could be served, tragedy struck. Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell at New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center. His death left many unanswered questions and fueled speculation about a possible cover-up. Multiple law enforcement officials stated that Epstein appeared to have hanged herself, but the official cause of death remained pending. The circumstances surrounding her passing only intensified the public demand for answers and accountability. The fight for justice continued despite Epstein's death. Victims, who had suffered at the hands of Epstein and his alleged accomplices, were determined to hold their abusers accountable. The FBI raid on the private island Epstein's case marked a turning point in the fight against sex trafficking and abuse of power. It exposed the dark underbelly of a world hidden behind closed doors and sparked a global debate about the need for systemic change, as well as the largest celebrity conspiracy in modern history. Epstein's evil recruitment. Victim: she was 14 years old. What the hell do you know when you're so young? In this episode, we'll expose the sinister recruitment tactics employed by the late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Brace yourself as we reveal the disturbing details of newly released documents that shed light on how young girls were lured to Epstein's Florida home. These documents offer a chilling account of manipulation, exploitation, and the involvement of powerful individuals in Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring. From forced visits to requests to bring friends, the methods used to ensnare these vulnerable girls will leave you speechless. Join us as we take you through the shocking revelations and shed light on the dark undercurrents of Epstein's evil grooming. Let's dive in. Epstein's sprawling Florida home, a seemingly idyllic paradise, was the backdrop for his heinous crimes. But how did he lure these innocent girls into his clutches? Let's take a look at the chilling accounts revealed in newly unsealed documents. According to victims' testimonies, Epstein's grooming tactics were nothing short of manipulative and predatory. One woman, who was just 16 or 17 at the time, recounted her first encounter with Epstein. She had no prior massage experience and had no inkling that her visit would entail anything more than that, but Epstein had other plans. Victim: the secretary would contact me, the interviewer, and say, "Victim, are you free? Can you come over? Epstein would like to see you." Victim: Jeffrey took off my clothes without my consent the first time I saw him. The shock and violation these young women endured is unimaginable. Epstein's audacity, to strip them of their innocence without a second thought, is a testament to his depravity. Former Palm Beach Police Department Chief Joseph Ricari, who investigated Epstein's activities, shed further light on the grooming process. He revealed that Epstein's confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, now serving a 20-year prison sentence, played a pivotal role in finding girls to give massages and work at Epstein's home. When he thinks of her now, the interviewer used the phrase, "the recruiter." "You felt like she was a victim." "Oh, sure." Interviewer: looking for someone for himself. Victim: "Oh, 100% yes." The manipulation didn't stop with the initial recruitment. Epstein would cunningly encourage victims to bring their friends, enticing them with promises of additional payments. This tactic not only expanded Epstein's network of victims, it also ensured their silence through a web of complicity. The descriptions of how the women were recruited detailed in the documents are consistent with testimony given during Maxwell's criminal trial. The web of manipulation and exploitation was carefully woven, leaving these young women trapped in a nightmare they could never have imagined. A sinister duo, Epstein and Maxwell worked in tandem to exploit these girls' vulnerabilities. Maxwell's involvement in the grooming process further solidifies the scope of her collaboration in this heinous enterprise. The release of these documents comes as part of a lawsuit filed by Virginia Roberts Jufer, a courageous survivor who has spoken out about her experiences as a victim of sex trafficking and Epstein's abuse. These documents are expected to reveal the names of over 150 individuals connected to Epstein's network, including powerful men who allegedly engaged in sexual acts with girls and young women. The scale of Epstein's operation is truly horrifying. It goes beyond the actions of a single man. It involves a network of individuals who turned a blind eye to the suffering of these vulnerable girls. As we uncover the horrifying truth behind Epstein's perverse grooming tactics, it is crucial that we raise awareness and stand against the horrors of sex trafficking. The voices of victims must be heard and justice must prevail. We will delve into the web of darkness surrounding Epstein's infamous island and the powerful figures who were allegedly involved. This is just the beginning of a chilling story that will make you question the depths of human depravity. Let's explore the infamous island that served as a playground for the wealthy and powerful men and the lurid allegations of their involvement in Epstein's heinous activities. Epstein's private island, known as Little St. James, was a secluded paradise that hid a sinister reality. It was where the wealthy elite gathered, seemingly free from prying eyes, but behind the luxurious facade, a dark underworld thrived. The island was home to Epstein's sprawling mansion, a fortress of secrets where unspeakable acts were committed. According to the testimonies of survivors, including Virginia Roberts Giuffre, the island was a hub of exploitation and abuse. Virginia, when she was so young that she first came to London, Ghislaine woke me up in the morning and said, "Today you're going to meet a prince." I didn't know at the time that I was going to be trafficked to this prince. Giuffre's courageous testimony sheds light on the alleged involvement of powerful figures in Epstein's network. She claims she was ordered to have sex with Britain's Prince Andrew, among others. Virginia, we leave the Trump Club and I get in the car with Ghislaine and Giuffre, and Ghislaine says she's going back to the house and I want you to do for him what you do for Epstein. Prince Andrew, a member of the British royal family, has vehemently denied these allegations. However, the relationship between Epstein and the prince has raised eyebrows and fueled speculation about the extent of their relationship. Declassified documents reveal that Epstein's island was not only a playground for the rich and famous, but also a place where young girls were exploited. Johanna Schberg, another survivor, testified that she was recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell as a masseuse while she attended Palm Beach Atlantic College. The presence of underage girls on the island raises concerns, troubling questions about the complicity of those who frequented it. How could they turn a blind eye to the exploitation taking place right under their noses? It's not just Prince Andrew who has been implicated in Epstein's web of darkness. Former President Bill Clinton's name has also been mentioned in the depositions, although no allegations of wrongdoing have been made. And let's not forget Donald Trump, who had a long-standing relationship with Epstein. Epstein's private jet, nicknamed the Lolita Express, ferried the rich and powerful to his island. Flight logs reveal that both Clinton and Trump were frequent passengers on these flights. However, it's important to note that there's no evidence to suggest their involvement in Epstein's criminal activities. The declassified documents provide insight into the extent of Epstein's network and the influential figures who may have been connected to his operation. But it's crucial to remember that allegations are not proof of guilt. As we uncover the dark secrets of Epstein's island, we must not lose sight of survivors who have bravely come forward. Their stories are a reminder that justice must be served and that those responsible for these heinous crimes must be held accountable. Once a symbol of opulence and exclusivity, the island is now a haunting reminder of the horrors that took place within its walls, serving as a stark warning that power and wealth can never justify the exploitation of the vulnerable. Epstein's arrest in 2019 marked a turning point in the battle to expose his crimes. Charged with sex trafficking of minors and conspiracy, he faced the prospect of finally being held accountable for his heinous actions. But before justice could be served, Epstein took his own life in a Manhattan jail cell, leaving behind a trove of damning evidence. The revelation of Epstein's death shocked the world and raised questions about the circumstances surrounding it. How could a man with such powerful connections meet such an untimely end? The conspiracy theories and speculation that followed only increased the intrigue in surrounding his case. However, the fight for justice did not end with Epstein's death. Survivors like Virginia Roberts Giuffre and others continued to press for accountability and to shed light on the extent of Epstein's network. Their courage in coming forward has been instrumental in bringing the truth to light. Survivors' fight for justice extends beyond Epstein and Maxwell. It is a fight against a system that allowed such heinous crimes to be committed and their perpetrators to evade accountability for so long. It is a fight to ensure that no one else is subjected to the same horrors. The MIT movement, which has gained momentum in recent years, has played a significant role in empowering survivors and shining a light on the prevalence of sexual abuse and exploitation. It has sparked a reckoning, forcing society to confront the dark realities that have been hidden for too long. The fight for justice is not limited to Epstein's case. It is a fight against the systemic issues that allow sex trafficking and exploitation to persist. It's a fight for stronger laws, greater support for survivors, and a society that refuses to turn a blind eye to the suffering of vulnerable people. In 2022, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's confidant and alleged accomplice, faced her own day in court. She was convicted of 5 federal counts of sex trafficking and sentenced to 20 years behind bars. Maxwell's conviction marked a major victory for survivors and a step toward justice. Declassified documents, released as part of a settled lawsuit filed by Virginia Roberts Guffrey, have played a crucial role in exposing Epstein's network. These documents have exposed the names of more than 150 people connected to Epstein's operation, including powerful men who allegedly engaged in sexual acts with girls and young women. Unsealed celebrity catalog. Prepare to be shocked as you discover the names of well-known and associates of wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein, including former U.S. presidents and members of British royalty. These explosive court documents, part of a defamation lawsuit filed by victim Virginia Robert Guffrey against Ghislaine Maxwell, have revealed the extent of Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring and powerful social network. We'll explore the involvement of high-profile figures such as Prince Andrew, Donald Trump and Bill Clinton, as well as connections to A-list celebrities including Bruce Willis, Cameron Diaz, Cate Blanchett, Kevin Spacey, Naomi Campbell and Leonardo DiCaprio. Brace yourself for a mind-bending journey through the shocking revelations from the Sinclair celebrity catalog. First, we examine the court documents that have rocked the world of the rich and powerful. These documents are part of a defamation lawsuit filed by Virginia Roberts Guffrey against Ghislaine Maxwell. Guffrey's lawsuit alleges that Epstein and Maxwell abused her when she was a minor. The court documents, which have been made public, the allegations, made public as part of the legal proceedings, offer a chilling glimpse into the dark underbelly of Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring, revealing the names of Epstein's acquaintances and associates, including former U.S. presidents and members of British royalty. These high-profile figures have been implicated in the scandal, raising serious questions about their involvement and knowledge of Epstein's illicit activities. As discussed in the previous section, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, one of Epstein's victims, has been at the forefront of the fight for justice. In her lawsuit, she accuses Maxwell of defamation after Maxwell called her a liar. The case was eventually settled in 2017, but unsealed court documents have once again drawn attention to the allegations and the scope of Epstein's network. Guffrey's allegations are deeply disturbing. She claims that she was recruited by Maxwell to take part in Epstein's sexual exploitation scheme when she was just a teenager. According to Guffrey, she was forced to participate in activities sexual relations with Epstein and his powerful associates. These shocking revelations have shed light on the alleged abuse and manipulation that took place within Epstein's inner circle. It's important to note that while the court documents provide a wealth of information, they do not necessarily prove guilt or innocence. However, they do offer insight into the allegations and the legal battles that have followed. The release of these documents marks a significant step in seeking justice for victims and bringing to light those implicated in Epstein's alleged crimes. Let's take a look at the names that have made headlines since the release of the court documents. These high-profile figures previously associated with Jeffrey Epstein have now been named in the documents, shedding new light on their alleged connections to the disgraced financier. One of the most prominent names is Prince Andrew, Duke of York and younger brother of King Charles I in the court documents. A witness accuses Prince Andrew of groping her breast, further fueling the allegations against him. This is not the first time that Prince Andrew has faced scrutiny. Regarding Epstein, previously, Virginia Roberts Guffrey accused him of raping her when she was a teenager. Despite denying the allegations, pressure mounted and in 2022 Prince Andrew was forced to resign from his military titles and public office. Guffrey's lawsuit against him was settled and Andrew paid her an undisclosed sum of money. The latest court documents have once again drawn attention to the allegations against Prince Andrew and the issues surrounding his relationship with Epstein. Another figure named in the court documents is former President Donald Trump. While Trump's association with Epstein has been widely reported, the documents provide little new information. In a 2016 deposition, Johanna Schberg, one of Epstein's victims, testified that she and Epstein once made an impromptu stop in Atlantic City due to bad weather while flying. When asked if she had given Trump a massage, Schberg replied, "Trump had previously called Epstein a great guy, but later distanced himself, stating that he had a disagreement with him." It is important to note that there is no evidence to suggest that Trump was involved in Epstein's alleged crimes. Bill Clinton, the fourth president of the United States, is another name mentioned in the court documents. According to Schoberg's testimony, Epstein had told him that Clinton liked young men, referring to girls. While Clinton's ties to Epstein have long been the subject of media scrutiny, the unsealed documents provide no substantial new information. Clinton has denied any knowledge of Epstein's horrific crimes and has stated that she had not spoken to him in over a decade. It is worth noting that Giuffre's lawyers sought to question Clinton not by accusing him of any wrongdoing, but rather by considering him a key person who could provide information about his relationship with Epstein and refute Maxwell's claims. These high-profile figures are just a glimpse of the names mentioned in the court documents. Celebrities such as Bruce Willis, Cameron Diaz, Kate Moss, and Blanchett, Kevin Spacey, Naomi Campbell, and Leonardo DiCaprio. But it's important to clarify that they have not been accused of assisting Epstein in any capacity. Their inclusion in the documents is limited to whether they had met with Epstein or had any relationship with him, as Schoberg testified, denying meeting with them. The unsealed court documents have once again thrust these high-profile figures into the spotlight, reigniting public interest and raising questions about their associations with Epstein. While the documents offer shocking revelations, it's crucial to remember that they do not prove guilt or innocence. The legal battles and investigations surrounding Epstein's alleged crimes continue, and the declassified celebrity catalog serves as a reminder of the far-reaching repercussions of this scandal. Next, we'll focus on two individuals who played significant roles in Epstein's alleged activities: Sarah Kellen, Epstein's former assistant, and Jean-Luc Brunel, a French modeling agent. The court documents shed light on their alleged involvement and the disturbing details surrounding her association with Epstein. Sarah Kellen, also known as Sarah Kensington, was a key figure in Epstein's inner circle. According to victims' testimonies, Kellen was responsible for scheduling Epstein's massages, which were often a euphemism for sexual services. Court documents portray her as a criminally responsible participant in Epstein's scheme. It's important to note, however, that Ken has never been charged and has remained largely out of the public eye. In 2020, she released a statement through a spokesperson saying that she herself had suffered sexual and psychological abuse at the hands of Epstein for years. Declassified court documents offer chilling accounts from victims detailing their encounters with Kellen. They allege that she played a crucial role in facilitating Epstein's exploitation of young girls, recruiting them and ensuring their compliance within his network. Kellen's alleged involvement raises questions about the extent of her knowledge and complicity in Epstein's activities. Stein. Another figure implicated in the court documents is Jean-Luc Brunel, a French modeling agent. Brunel is suspected of recruiting girls for Epstein and introducing them into his circle of victims. The documents allege that Brunel took girls as young as 12 to the United States for sexual purposes and sold them to his friends, most notably Epstein. Brunel's alleged role in procuring girls for Epstein's sexual exploitation is deeply disturbing. In a deposition, Virginia Robert Jeffrey, one of Epstein's victims, testified that she was sent by Epstein's associate Ghislaine Maxwell to have sex with Brunel at numerous locations. The unsealed documents provide further evidence of Brunel's alleged involvement in Epstein's activities, adding to the growing list of disturbing revelations surrounding the case. Importantly, these allegations against Kellen and Brunel are based on the testimonies of victims and have not resulted in criminal charges. However, their alleged role as facilitators of Epstein's exploitation. Unsealed court documents have thrust their names into the spotlight, raising questions about their accountability and the extent of their involvement in Epstein's alleged crimes. As we continue to explore the unsealed celebrity catalog, it's crucial to remember the victims who have bravely come forward to share their stories. Their testimonies have shed light on the dark underbelly of Epstein's world and the alleged enablers who allowed his heinous acts to persist. If you enjoyed this video, check out our other incredible videos on the channel. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.